This particular scene for me depicts very well what Ignatius means when he says, "Consider what the answer of good subjects ought to be to a king so generous and noble-minded, and consequently, if anyone would refuse the invitation of such a king, how justly he would deserve to be condemned by the whole world, and looked upon as an ignoble knight." I would like to say, if you're not familiar with the series, Merlin is joking in his answer. It is characteristic of his intimate relationship with Arthur, and he did not need to be asked. When I made the exercises myself, I found myself choosing Martin Luther King, and I smiled at the realisation that I had indeed chosen an earthly king. As we ponder our choice of leader, it connects us to what it is that is moving in us, what our values are, and what inspires us. For me, I was drawn to Martin Luther King's courage and purpose, his conviction in standing his ground, even to the detriment of his family life and the physical violence the activists he inspired had to endure. His refusal to accept his inferiority, as the critical voices would have him believe, and his persistent challenging of the established authorities of the day. Mostly, though, as depicted in the bridge scene from the film Selma, was that he connected through prayer to God. All of his actions were grounded in faith. This scene is very powerful and still moves me, even though I have watched it several times.